Good morning. Isn't it a wonderful day to be alive, to be a part of God's family? I'm so grateful for this morning, the opportunity of being able to spend a little time and share some thoughts with you, because I've many times, well not many times, but a few times I've had the privilege of preaching on Mother's Day and sharing some great things about my mother, and I love my mother a lot, and she has done a lot of things for me. But I don't often get an opportunity to say anything about my dad, and don't worry, this sermon is not, I'm not going to preach about my dad this morning, but to mention a couple things, because today's Father's Day. And just a few moments ago, as we were sitting there, I was hearing a couple of babies crying a little bit or fussing a little bit. And isn't it exciting? I hope that when you hear things like that, that you're excited that we have children, little children, in this congregation. It is wonderful to have children. What a blessing they are. And it is a privilege to this morning to get to speak on the lesson title is My Father's Greatest Gift. And I don't know what you're thinking when you hear that title, but I think it would be interesting anyway if I were able to take the wireless microphone and just pass it through the audience and let everybody talk a little bit and say something about your father. Maybe something, a gift that you were given, something in your life that was important to you that you received, a blessing from your father. Wouldn't it be interesting to hear all of the different things that we would share this morning? I don't know what they would be. Maybe you would come up with something physical in nature, something, an old car, something that I can remember my first car, and it wasn't actually the greatest thing I'd ever received. Matter of fact, it had several different colors, fenders and all on it. It had Bondo all over it. It got me places, but it wasn't the greatest thing. But I think it would be interesting to hear what you would have to say. As I was thinking about that, I started writing some things down. I'm thinking, you know, there are all different kinds of things. I've heard from people say, boy, I'm grateful that my father gave me this, or my father did this for me. And I started thinking about a lot of the things that my father had done for me. And maybe some of these things we would share together this morning. Maybe some of these things, when I think about gifts, I think about my childhood. And I had a great childhood. I love my growing up in my house. And I think about the things that my father did for me, and I think of, you know, he worked for the post office for many, many years and retired from there, but also he worked for Safeway, and he was a manager, a weekend manager. And I always thought it was the greatest thing to have a dad who owned a grocery store. Not that he owned it, but when you're little, you know, you're excited about those things. Why? Because he's wealthy? No, that had nothing to do with it. Because it had the greatest candy aisle you've ever seen in your life. And some of you will remember that Brock's candy, and you go and you can just take a sack and put whatever you want. Oh, I like caramels, and I like some of these. And you can go down and do those things. And I was excited because he would take me to work with him. And I knew after work we would go down to the slide, just down the street. Those great big, with the whoop-de-doos in it. And you'd get your gunny sack, and you'd climb the staircase, and you'd get on it, and you could slide. And he'd buy us a big roll of tickets. And we would go and go until we were just exhausted, and we couldn't climb the stairs anymore. We did things like that, and we went fishing, and we played together, and maybe some of you remember A&W on Tuesday nights was Coney night, and I can remember as a kid a lot of Tuesday nights we would go to A&W because you could get Coney's for, I don't know, for a nickel or a dime or something, and you could have all the hot dogs you wanted. And I remember my childhood as a positive thing. Trips. I was thinking about Carlsbad Cavern because Chris shared some of the pictures when he and Connie just went recently. And it brought back some memories. And the Grand Canyon. And all those things that we did. And I think, man, I had a good childhood. And I'm glad my father gave me that childhood. But maybe you think of some other things. Maybe some characteristics that he helped you with. Maybe it was a good work ethic. You've heard those things often probably in your life. If you start something, what? Finish it. If you start playing a sport or you get into band or you do whatever, even if you don't like it and you decide once you're in it, this really isn't for me, that's fine. But you're going to finish this season out anyway. Whatever it is you're involved in, get done. Maybe when you think of your father, you think of things like that. Maybe it's self-esteem. Maybe your father is mine many times. You can accomplish anything. You know, if you try hard enough, you can do just about anything you want to do. And I watched him, I don't know how many times in the garage, take a car apart and have pieces laid all over everywhere. And before long, he'd have it all fixed and he'd have it all put back together. And that always amazed me that someone could actually do that without a, you know, an instruction manual laid out and you're having to look at every piece as you're putting it back together. He could do that. So I kind of learned, you know, just jump in and do some of those things. And he would always encourage until one day he would come in and my bicycle was in 100 pieces in my bedroom on top of newspaper. What are you doing? Well, you do it. Oh. All right. It's all right. We can get it back together. Maybe it was something like that. Maybe you were encouraged that you could do anything that you set out. You could accomplish a lot of things in your life. Maybe it was support. Maybe you remember looking up and you said whatever you were doing in school, whether it was in a play or you were in a spelling bee or you played football or you were in a band, whatever you did, maybe you can remember that he was always there and watching you. And I can't remember in all my years of playing football, even through high school, no matter where we went, my dad was always there. Always supporting. I remember him buying my first shotgun. I was 7 years old when I got my first shotgun. I know some of you are thinking, that's crazy, that's ridiculous. Especially when my dad really didn't even hunt. But he thought, you know, this is really important. I loved it. I was eaten up with it. And I wanted whatever. I was always wanting to go. He did it, and he took me on times. Maybe it's something as simple as just conversations. And I think even today, I enjoy so much talking to my dad. And I know just, I'm on the phone with him when we get on the phone and we're talking, and he just lives at Shawnee Lakes, but when we're on the phone, we'll talk and talk, and sometimes the time gets away. As you can ask my wife, what time did you get off the phone last night? Well, it was actually this morning, but may talk till 1 in the morning. I love talking. I want to do something for just a second with you. I want you to stop whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're doing, for just a second, I want you to think about something that your father has done for you in a positive way. And I hope you can do that for just a second. I'm going to be quiet and let you think about it for just a second. Something that your father has done or left for you in your life. I hope everyone, I hope you're all able to come away with something positive that you can think about your father. I want to share something with you, the greatest gift that my father ever gave me. How many of you have a GPS system, either a little handheld one or one in your car? Anybody have those? They're pretty neat, aren't they? I remember the first one that I had some years ago that I got it because I like to go hunting. And sometimes it's late at night or early in the morning. It's dark. And I can turn that thing on and you can go anywhere. Man, you can get within a few feet of wherever you're wanting to go. They're really neat. GPS, it gives you directions. You can actually plug in a location and it will take you there anywhere in the world. It'll lead you right to that spot. Whether you've been there before or not, it'll take you right there. And I was thinking about this greatest gift my father ever gave me, and it's a lot like that. And I'm really appreciative of this gift because he didn't just give me this gift. He gave me directions on how to get it and how to get there. I want to share three things with you real quickly. Directions, if you will, to this gift that I was given. The first direction that my father gave me towards this gift was God's Word is important. I've heard that my whole life. God's Word is really important. We need to be reading it often. We need to be studying it often. What does it really say? What is in God's Word? Why should we be reading it? Why should we be studying it? What does it have to do with us in our life right now? Does it really have any bearing on us right now where we are? As a child or at any age that we are, does God's Word really have any significance in our life on the day-to-day things? Is it important? And we have conversations right now. My father and I, we talk about God's Word and we're asking questions. Things are going on. And he says, what do you think about this? And it always comes around back to God's Word and say, well, what does God's Word say? Well, I was reading this passage and I'm not quite sure I grasp this. What do you think it says? What do you think it's saying here? And we throw those things back and forth and we talk about those things. And it is important. But not only is it important, not only is God's Word important to read and to study, but was taught it's very important to teach it. And if you were in the class time this morning, Brother Clower was talking and he said there's four words that's really, really important. Teach, 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 teach. Right? The four most important words. And I was listening to that and thinking, man, how true that is. Everyone, listen closely to me, everyone can teach. I hear it all the time that, well, I that's not my gift, teaching. I can't teach anyone. No, that's a lot of other people talking to you or maybe just Satan talking to you and saying. Now, I'm not saying everyone needs to be feel like they have to preach, get up in front of everyone and do that. But we are all teachers of God's Word. If God's Word is really important in our life, we'll teach it. If we're not teaching, I'll tell you right now, if you're not teaching God's Word, you don't really believe it. God's Word is important. Matthew 24 and 35, the Lord says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. John records in 8:47, he who is of God hears the words of God. Does it mean you just listen to it every once in a while and hear it? But that is, I believe it. I'm going to make it mine. I think it's important enough that I'm going to study it, I'm going to read it, I'm going to meditate on it, I'm going to make it part of my life. The first direction my father's instilled in me was God's Word is important. The second thing that he's taught me was God's church is important. And if you really believe that God's church is important, then we've got to understand we've got to be present is the first thing. We've got to be there. And again, all those things, all the activities, and I was involved in as many things as I could get myself involved in. My father always told me, that's fine if you want to play football, but you're going to be in Bible class on Wednesday night. It's all right if you want to go out when you're in high school. It's all right if you want to go to a movie or something like that. But I better not hear any complaints when I say, it's time to get up and get ready. And you say, ah, I don't want to do that. Well, you've just chosen. You're not going out late on Friday or Saturday night anymore. Because there's one thing that is far more important than going out to a movie or playing football or doing any of those other things is God's kingdom. This church is important. You want to get a job? That's fine. I had a paper route growing up, and we would have to get up sometimes at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock on Sunday morning, and we would throw papers all the way up until it was time to get ready to go to Bible class Sunday morning. You can do that. At one time, we were throwing over 1,100 papers on a Sunday morning. It's okay. You can do that. But we're going to church. We're going to be there. We're going to be where our family is. And we're going to be involved. And I remember many nights and my father was up printing the bulletin and it wasn't like today. It's so nice to have a printer that will print all of those. They had a printing press and he'd have to go up and spend hours printing that bulletin. It was important to him. And I see all of those things. He said, it's time to get involved. Work days, all those other things. And even more important is getting involved in people's lives. Visiting a lot of the widows who couldn't mow their own yards and things, and we went to those houses. We did a lot of things together, and I am grateful that I was taught God's Word is important. God's church is important. And also God Himself is important. You think about the relationship that you have with this being that you don't really see. He's not like sitting there at the dinner table with you where you can physically touch Him or physically see Him or physically carry on a relationship or conversation with. And you wonder maybe a lot of times when you're little, where is God? What does He look like? But God is the one who created. He is the author of life. He is the one who spoke us all into existence, who brought this world into existence. All the things, from the little ants crawling on the ground, the birds flying through the air, everything. This is who God is. And we're slowly introduced to this idea of who God is. And you look at your life and you think, man, this is awesome. God is the one who created everything that exists. The one who owns and controls the future. God is important. It's important to get to know Him and to count on Him and to trust in Him. A few passages in the Psalms 5, 11 and 12 says, "But let all who take refuge in You be glad. Let them ever sing for joy, and may You shelter them, that those who love Your name may exalt in You. For it is You who bless the righteous, O Lord. You surround him with favor as a shield." Psalms 34 and 8, "O taste and see the Lord is good." 46:1, "God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble." Nahum chapter 1 verse 7, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He," and listen to this, "and He knows those who take refuge in Him." That is our God. That is who we are introduced to. That is why He is so important in all the things in this life and all the struggles that we have. When we go back and we look and we think, man, look at all the things that other people have written about God. Who is He really? He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is good. He knows us. He cares about us. That's who God is. Do you know God this morning? Do you know who He is? What does He mean to you? When you look at your life and you realize the people in your life who've influenced you or who have introduced to you this whole idea of God, isn't it a marvelous thing to think back? Go, I'm so grateful that I've had people in my life helping me understand. My father has given me directions, kind of like that GPS we were talking about. God's Word is important. God's church is important. God Himself is important. They're so important because they lead us, I think, to the greatest gift I've ever been given in my life. My father's greatest gift was something that's really interesting to me in that it didn't originate with him. Kind of like one of those heirlooms. Have you ever been given an heirloom, something passed down from generation to generation to you? Isn't it exciting to look back and think, man, my grandfather or my great-grandfather had this. This was his, or grandmother or someone, and it's been passed down and now it's mine. And it may not even be worth a whole lot, financially speaking, but to you it's worth everything. It's, man, this is something that's really, really precious, and I have some of those things in my life that I'm so grateful for. But then I look at the greatest gift and I think seriously about this, what my Father's given me, and that's Jesus Christ. And I think about the gift of Christ. And it wasn't just, here's what you need. Here, you need to be immersed in Him and everything is fine. No, my Father led me to that end. By introducing why He's so important. In God's Word, we find out why He's important. And we realize that we come to a relationship with Him through it. And we understand how we're connected to this body, to this church that is so vital to our life. If we don't have it, we can't have life if we're not in this body. And if we don't understand who God is, there's no hope. But then we realize the greatest gift is in Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12 says there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved but Jesus Christ. John 14:6, the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We have nothing without Jesus Christ. We have absolutely nothing. And I don't know where you are this morning, but I promise you, I hope and I pray that that your Father has given you something significant in your life that you can look back on and say, man, I'm so grateful. But if more than anything, I hope your Father has given you the greatest gift that a father can ever give, and that is Jesus Christ. And maybe a helpful, a directions towards Him rather than just a here is an end. I'm going to share this as we close this morning. There are great things given. Great things passed on to us. And I don't know, maybe you didn't have a father that was... Maybe you lost your father when you were young. Maybe you didn't have a godly father. Maybe you look back and you think, boy, my father wasn't like that. I tell you, there is one father, though, this morning that everyone has that loves you more than anything in this world. Father who has given you this gift of Jesus Christ. He's actually the one it originated with. And that's our Heavenly Father. Whatever your earthly father looks like, however he's acted, any of those things, I hope it's good, but if it wasn't, I can share with you this morning that your Heavenly Father, He loves you more than anything in this world, and He's given you this gift. The gift is already yours. It already has your name on it. Jesus Christ was given for you. What an awesome thing that is. Question this morning is, have you received that gift? And if you haven't, why not? Why haven't you received that gift? It's been given. You know, some people don't know about it. And that's why we're trying in all the countries around the world, even in the United States, to tell people about the gift, about Jesus Christ. Everyone, that gift has been given to all of us. Maybe you haven't received it because you haven't accepted it yet. God has offered it to you. Your Heavenly Father has offered you that gift of Jesus Christ. If you haven't accepted that gift, you can do it right now. There's no reason to wait on it. There's no reason to put it off and say, well, maybe in 10 years or somewhere down the road I'll accept that gift. No, that gift is yours right now. And God is waiting for you to accept it. It's given. You can accept it this morning. You can become a child of God and have all the blessings that come along with that. If this morning you're ready to receive that gift, you're ready to accept it, you can do that right now. You can be immersed into Christ. You can be clothed with Him and accept all the blessings that God has in store for you. The choice is yours. God has offered it. The gift is waiting. The greatest gift your Father has ever given is waiting for you to accept. What will your answer be this morning? While we stand and we sing, the invitation is yours.